Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll go over some important extension news and remind everyone that our office will be closed December 24th through New Year's Day, but we'll be back at the office on January 2nd. But first, for today's Did You Know? Before ornaments and bulbs, Christmas tree decorations were edible decorations such as fruits, gingerbread, and sweets. Along with the edible decorations, gifts used to be placed in the branches rather than under the tree. Did you know that a Christmas tree can contain around 30,000 insects and bugs? 98% of all Christmas trees are grown on a Christmas tree farm, with 77 million Christmas trees planted each year. And in a survey of the national favorite smells, the real Christmas tree came in 8th place. And lastly, you should never burn a Christmas tree after the holiday season in your fireplace, as it can lead to creosote buildup. And now, here are some important steps to follow once you bring your live tree home. Trim the tree trunk. Remove at least 1 inch of the bottom of the trunk of your pre-cut tree. Keep fresh water in the tree stand. The bottom 2 to 3 inches of the trunk needs to remain submerged for the entire time it lives in your home. Make sure it has lots of water every time you check it. Use plain tap water with your fresh tree. Not hot water or treated water, just good old drinking water. And keep your tree away from the heat and air conditioning. Forced AC and constant heat sources such as radiators, wood stoves, fireplace, space heaters, and heating vents can accelerate pine needle and branch dying. Even a south-facing window can begin to dry out the green tree. Position your fresh tree away from the direct heat, away from the sunny window, and in an area of your room with adequate space for circulation. Turn off your Christmas tree lights when you're away. Both regular lights and LED lights warm the already brittle needles and branches, contributing to dehydration and accelerating needle drop. I'm not saying to skip the lights, just keep them turned off all day while you're at work to help your tree look its best and last a little longer. And remember, make sure you get the tree in water as soon as you get home, as water absorption will begin immediately. And in my extension news, we here at the McPherson County Extension Office have two exciting ag programs that are coming up the first 2 months of 2025. First is the Farm Transition Ag Series that we will be hosting at the McPherson County Extension Office starting in January. This four-part Ag Series offers strategies to evaluate and improve farm estate and transition planning. This class begins on Tuesday, January 21st, and continues each Tuesday night for 3 more weeks. A meal will be served at each class. The first night theme on motivation will kick off the series on January 21st. January 28th will center around family communication, followed by estate and transition planning on February 4th and legal aspects on February 11th. This series will feature a live-streamed keynote presentation and local hands-on activities to help participants create a successful plan and facilitate conversations to ask family members about this delicate subject. Please call the Extension Office to get registered and for all the details. And secondly, I would like to invite everyone to our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School with a steak supper meal. This educational program will be held February 13th at the 4-H building here in McPherson. Dr. Dan Thompson, DVM, will be our keynote speaker. Some of you might know him from his TV show on RFD-TV called Doc Talk. So plan now to attend our annual Cow-Calf School Thursday, February 13th. We will start the night off with a $15 Kansas City Strip steak, with the steaks coming from Joe Allen of Canton Walkers and cooked by our good friends at Mid-Kansas Co-op. This program has had a long tradition of being one of the top K-State Research and Extension programs in the state. We will have over 20 local sponsors to help promote the school, and many of them are from our local community. One can register by contacting the Extension Office at 620-241-1523. Be sure to mark both programs down on your new 2025 calendar, because it's not too late to learn something new that can help out your operation in the future. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.